Some Pharisees approached Jesus and tested him, saying, "Is it lawful for a man to divorce his wife for any cause whatever?" He said in reply, "Have you not read that from the beginning the Creator made them male and female and said, 'For this reason a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife. The two shall become one flesh.' So they are no longer two but one flesh. Therefore, what God has joined together, man must not separate." Dios Señor esté con vosotros. Lectura del Santo Evangelio según San Mateo. En aquel tiempo, se acercaron a Jesús unos fariseos. Y para ponerle una trampa, le preguntaron, ¿le está permitido al hombre divorciarse de su esposa por cualquier motivo? Jesús les respondió, "No han leído que el Creador, desde un principio, los hizo hombre y mujer. Y dijo, por eso el hombre dejará a su padre y a su madre, para unirse a su mujer, y serán los dos una sola carne. De modo que ya no son dos, sino una sola carne. Así pues, lo que Dios ha unido, que no lo separe al hombre." Palabra del Señor. When we celebrate weddings, quinceañeras, and anniversaries, it's a time to give gifts. You can already see that there's a lot of gifts that you're going to receive in a very short time. But the gift that I like to give is the following. Economic and financial gifts I can't give because as a religious priest, I actually don't own anything. That's one of my vows, no? But I'll give you the best I can give. I will offer for the two of you, as they say in Spanish, novena. In English we say novena. So starting today, every day for 9 days when they celebrate the Mass, I'll be placing Ryan and Alexa on the altar, such that when I lift up the host and the chalice, I'll be lifting both of you up to heaven, praying that God would send a deluge, a torrent of graces upon you, that you'll both have a happy life, long life and eternal life. So that'll be my gift for you. All right, I'm looking at a lot of friends here, a lot of relatives too. You do the same. You do the same. So I've been here for many years. I was Alexa's confirmation teacher, Oscar's too. I married Alexa's parents. I'm actually seeing 2 and 3 generations, and it happens to be my birthday today too, so I feel very honored to be able to celebrate your wedding on my birthday. It's not really my birthday because I was born on leap year, but close to it. I'm 17 and one quarter today, by the way. The youngest priest in LA, I think, no? But I invite all of you to do the same thing. When I celebrated my silver jubilee, which was already 13 years ago. I'm getting old, no? The church, I had two masses, one in English and one in Spanish, because My parents, their Spanish is like my Japanese, which means non-existent. No? So I had two different masters, and the best gift that I had was a little piece of paper like this. And he opened up and he said, for your 25 years, I offered 25 masters for you. Love, Mom. Yeah. That was the best gift. So why don't all of you offer Divina? If you can't come to Mass every day, at least maybe pray the rosary every day for 9 days. Because the tendency is to give material things, which are important. You got to pay the rent, right? Okay? But even more important are spiritual gifts. So that'll be my humble gift to both of you today. Invite all of you, try to do it. At least, you can't even pray the rosary every day, pray Hail Mary for both of them. Right? And I believe God is going to send many blessings upon you. All right, the homily I'd like to tell, a story of a marriage that came out in a newspaper, a Catholic newspaper, about 30 years ago, in the National Catholic Register. And it's this. There was a married couple that invited the priest to their home. And the priest's car had broken down, so the husband had to go and pick him up at the rectory. On the way to the house, the husband was praising his wife. Father, I've got the most beautiful, loving, sweet, kind, intelligent wife in the whole world. Now, the priest was kind of taken aback because sometimes it's not always praises, but some criticism, too. So they finally arrived at the house, and the husband rang the doorbell, and the wife opened up the door, and the priest was aghast because he saw the right side of her face was totally deformed with scars. So after greeting him, they sat down to have a nice meal, and at the table there were four. The husband, the wife, and a little girl who was about 6 years old. During the meal, the man was praising his wife. And the priest was taken aback because he'd never seen so much love, sincere love. The little girl was their six-year-old daughter, and they had a wonderful meal together. When the husband was taking the priest, father, back to his rectory, with discretion, the priest asked, well, John, what happened to your wife's face? He said, I'll tell you. 6 years ago, our house was burning down, and my little daughter was in her bassinet, lacuna, the bassinet. And she was on fire. So my wife ran in, grabbed the blanket that was on fire, and the fire burned the whole right face of my wife. That's why I have the most beautiful wife in the whole world. You know when you want to know what love is? The most eloquent symbol of love is Jesus on the cross. You want to form a good wedding? You have to live that out. It's a true story. Happened maybe 30 years ago. And in many, many weddings, I'll tell that story for couples that are a little bit more mature. others won't want to understand, but you're both mature in your faith. Of those two, try to give a literary interpretation of that. Okay, the woman gave up her life for her child, like Jesus. But the husband could have decided to dump her. As we say in New York, drop her like a hot potato. I mean, yeah, could have. So who of the two is the more noble? Both of them. The fact that she gave her life and the fact that he was faithful. You're going to be saying those words in a couple minutes. And hopefully not, as they say in Spanish, con la boca fuera, no? That's a good expression in Spanish. In English, we translate that lip service in English, huh? La boca fuera, no? You're going to be promised to be faithful in good times and in bad, in health and in sickness, riches and in poverty, until death be apart. You hear me? I don't want to pop your romantic balloon, but you know, you have to really take those words seriously. There's going to be a lot of joy, a lot of happiness, but Alexa, I love symbols. I was an English major at Villanova. You look at something right away, I see symbolic value. You got a rose there, but before the rose, there's a thorn. Yeah? You can't have a rose without thorns. There's no Easter Sunday without Good Friday. That's called the total paschal mystery. So pray that you'll be faithful. Faithful in the good times, but also faithful in the times that are tough. Vince Lombardi, the famous football coach, said, when the going gets tough, the tough get going. I like that, huh? When the going gets tough, the tough get going. So, be faithful. Okay, I'm going to give you the next couple minutes a very simple acronym to understand what you're called to do in your marriage. This I got from one of the best Protestant evangelical programs you have in the country called Focus on the Family, founded by Dr. James Dobson. You may have listened to some of his programs, and they pull up some of the ideas out. And he said every marriage has to have three C's. And they can translate this one into Spanish. Yeah? The marriage should be, there's Christocentric communication and total commitment. Hopefully you can remember those, no? Christocentric communication and total commitment. Por los que hablan español, para tener matrimonio feliz hace falta tres seis. Tiene que ser cristocéntrico. Comunicación. Y compromiso total. Sometimes you can't translate it into Spanish, but there you have it, okay? Cristocentrico, comunicación y compromiso. Remember those three C's. Christocentric means you have to place Christ in the center. When you were doing your practice last night with Father Dave, I was saying the Mass. And the gospel was actually on marriage. And the story I told, I'll just tell it again because I think it's worth hearing. I celebrated a diamond jubilee 10 years ago. Diamond jubilee means 60 years, or it could be 75 years. When I celebrated that diamond jubilee, it was a beautiful Mass. I traveled 1,500 miles to go there. I was sitting down at the table afterward with a couple, enjoying their company. And one of them said, you know, we never had one serious problem in 60 years. And I said, Mahama yesterday, they have 9 children, 39 grandchildren. And one of their children has to be a priest who is speaking to you right now. That was my mom and my dad. They did not have one serious problem in 60 years. Have you ever met a couple? I've never met a couple that ever told me that except my parents. And they didn't. And the reason why is because they put God in the center. And they brought us up in the wild 50s and 60s. I mean, those are tough times. You know? They're more difficult now. But mom and dad, Christ always in the center. You know how many times we miss Mass? One time my whole life. Because have you people here in California ever seen snow? Have you ever seen snow? You know what it is, right? I was brought up in New York and New Jersey. You could go to bed. You wake up and you got 3 feet of snow with a snow drift that goes over the roof. So we couldn't get out of the house that one Sunday. And my conscience really bothered me. So place Christ in the center. First thing you have to say is pray together, because the family that prays together stays together. Ryan, you have to be the priest of the family. I don't know you too well, but Alex has a very strong faith. You have to take the initiative. And we have children, especially have boys. If Alexa goes to church, you don't go to church, the boys will give up the Mass. That's proven. Pew study, that's proven. The woman can be a great saint. She gives up the practice, but the father doesn't practice the faith. The girls might go, but the boys are going to follow in your footsteps. So for the love of God, could you please make the commitment to always be faithful to Mass on Sunday, even daily Mass. Even daily Mass, we've got 5 daily Masses here. So, Ryan, put God first. And say, hey, Alexa, we haven't been to confession for a month, let's hit the confessional. Hey, you know, both cultures here, we've got the Filipino culture and we've got the Mexican culture here. There's many common cultural virtues, I would say, among the Mexican culture as well as the Filipino culture. One is the Mexicans say La Virgen de Guadalupe, Our Lady of Guadalupe, whereas the Mexicans, or the Filipinos, Mama Mary, right? I have a lot of Filipinos here, right? Mama Mary, and they have great love for Our Lady of Perpetual Help. So make sure you have this great love for the Blessed Mother. You have it in your culture and you have it in your formation. Never give up your love for Mary. Amen? Okay, so that's Christocentric. Okay, let's try to tackle a big problem today with this younger generation. Communication. And the most important time for you as a couple is mealtime. Mealtime, no electronics media. You hear me, young people? No phone, no iPad, no radio, no movie, no. 30 minutes in which you're being looking at each other's face and talking to each other. You hear me? This is your generation. When I was a kid, my dad worked on Wall Street. He would come home, there are nine of us. My dad would kiss my mom, he would look at the bills that he had to pay, then we would sit down, we would sit down at the table and we would talk, and stories and jokes. We'd talk about politics, we'd talk about the Yankees, I mean the New Yorker, right? We'd be talking about all these things. We really connected. This younger generation, you got to fight for that. And you got little kids. Make sure that you have that mealtime as the center of communication. One of the reasons why so many teenagers are cutting their wrists, committing suicide, it's never been higher. Suicide. And attempted suicide among teenagers today, I believe because they don't have God in their life and they don't have mealtime. They don't have mealtime. Because if there's mealtime, you see your teenage daughter is depressed, take a walk with her. Why are you so sad? Well, at school they've been bullying me for the past 2 or 3 weeks and I really feel sad. That came out during the mealtime. So you have to fight for that. In your generation, with artificial intelligence and your cell phone, it's not going to be getting any easier. But you have to decide right now, okay, at least a half hour a day you're sitting down, you're not looking at the text message, you're looking at each other's face. Your face is more important than the screen. Amen? Yes. And finally, as we said, commitment. Be faithful to each other always. And I would say, when you see your spouse maybe sad or depressed, pray for your spouse and learn how to tell a joke. Okay? Do any people, any people in California, you know how to tell jokes? Not, I'll teach you. I'll teach you how to tell a joke. No? I've given thousands of talks. I almost always start with a joke. Then I got them in the palm of my hand. And they can go after them. Huh? Humor is important. You ever sit down to the Broom family? Stories and jokes and humoristic stories. You know, you can't be mad at each other if you're telling a joke. So it's really important that we have humor in our lives. So, you got a long homily today, but I would just insist upon the three C's. Christocentric. Place Christ in the center. Communication, you're sitting down the mealtime, talk. As we say in New York, shoot the breeze. Shoot the breeze, shoot the breeze. Talk. Talk about everything. And finally, you are being married until death do you part. I was watching the news last night, and the oldest married couple today is a couple there in Brazil. They've been married for 75 years. They're both about 105 years old. They've got 12 kids. They've got 70 grandchildren and great-grandchildren. I don't know. They said the secret to their life is they pray the rosary and the mass. That was the secret to their long life. Having Mama Mary in their life and having Jesus, the bread of life. Who knows? Maybe both of you arrive at 100 years of age, huh? Whatever God wants. But whatever God wants you to love each other until death do you part. Amen? Hallelujah.